It's a very nice sunset outside the window, too.
Yeah, it's dark and freezing here, so let's not talk about
Yeah, I have
that.
pink clouds with palm trees
Oh,
that I'm
that's
looking at
nice.
right now.
Why
Yeah.
don't you rub it in, man?
Yeah. So, this is our last episode of 2024. And for our listeners, we are now on everywhere you can stream podcasts, including Apple Podcasts officially.
Yay.
We're on all of them. Go review all of them, comment all of them, be happy and enjoy and re-listen to them as much as you like.
That's right.
Yeah. But we're gonna keep going and see where it takes us.
Yeah, we keep going till there are no couples left. We started out with eight couples and now we're almost down to five.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan and Chidi are out. Brian and Ingrid are out. Lauren and
You
Faith
called me
are
like a
on
day
their
or two
way.
ago and you're like, "Go, do you want to record or did you watch the latest episode?" And I was like, "Oh, I didn't watch." And you were like, "I just have my sights set on one person." And I was like, "Okay, I didn't watch it yet." And you were like, I was like, "I'm going to try to guess who that person is." And you were like, "Don't worry.
You'll know
You'll
for
know
sure.
who it is."
Exactly. And did
And
you?
I can probably guess that it's Sunny. Am I
Yeah,
correct?
I got a one-man list here.
Oh
Everybody's
my
off my list
God.
except for Sunny.
Let's get started then.
Hey.
Boy, this guy is a total a**. He's a hypocrite. He's delusional, and he's a liar. And I can't say I'm so angry
Yeah.
about this guy. It's like he's so full of it, you know.
Yeah.
And Veya, we trashed her all season long, and now she makes total sense. I mean, she
Yeah.
calls him on his bullshit, saying that clearly Muslims are not supposed to have sex before marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says I'm young and I can go and ask for God's forgiveness. This is not Catholicism. This is Islam. You're not supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to have sex before marriage, period. You can't just do the deed
Yeah.
and ask for apology. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like we're going to go to confession
Yeah, exactly.
and say, "Father, this is what my
Yeah,
weekend
forgive
was
me for
like."
my sins. Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, I've never heard of, I mean, again, like I am Muslim in name only because
Right.
I don't pray five times a day. I have a very personal relationship to my God, and I'm sure there's millions and
Right.
millions of Muslims that would tell me that I don't have no right to call myself a Muslim,
Yeah.
But I think the reason why I think that we're allowed to criticize Sonny is because he wants to stand on his religion. And
Right.
same with Adnan. It's like they want to stand on their religion in order to criticize others or in order to get what they want from others.
Exactly.
And it's like it sounds like from Veya, he just wants her to the label of Muslims so that way he can go back to his family and say she's Muslim.
Right,
You
yeah.
know, because he still wants his cake and eat it too. He's not saying I need you to pray five times a day, you can't drink, because he's not even doing that.
No, he's not. He's by no means a true Muslim or the slightest representation of Islam. He's but at least we all know we might not be practicing Muslims, but at least we know the rules.
Yeah.
You have to know the rules before you can claim anything, like no sex before marriage, period. The way he says that, oh, you know what? All women that are Muslims are faithful and respectful and listen to their husbands. Really? So all Christian women and all Jewish women are not, or Buddhists, none of them are. Only Muslim women are.
Yeah.
Not saying that they're not, but I'm not. he shouldn't be generalizing it like that. It just means that he wants control. He wants to be, he wants obedience. Yeah. That's all he wants. Nothing else. And it's, he's using his religion, you know, to pour, you know, to make sure that that happens, you know, to marry someone that is obedient and will listen to him. And he's in a way controlling, you know.
The thing that pissed me off the most is like, he went and he's like, she's like, why didn't you tell me this sooner? It's like, he was so clearly calculating and be like, right. I'm going to sleep with her and get what I need out of using her as much as possible for my physical needs. Yeah. And then at the last possible second, I'm going to tell her this thing. Like, come on. She must feel so used.
Exactly. Exactly. He says, I wanted to love you first and then be honest. Which one comes first, honesty or love? Seriously, you cannot be dishonest and, you know, say you love somebody in that relationship. You know, you have to be honest first and then love. Which one comes first?
Yeah, because you know, had she known this at the beginning, I'm sure she wouldn't have let it go any further. She wouldn't have. Be
like it's like a day one conversation.
Totally.
It's like, my wife has to be Muslim. And if she's not, we're not getting married.
It almost sounds like, I don't know. It almost sounds like they did talk about it and he didn't really give her a proper answer. Because remember earlier with Ali, he kind of didn't really, when they were in the car afterwards, she was like, wait, do you want me to be Muslim? Do you want me to be Muslim? And he like, what did he say?
He says he's not that religious. He doesn't care about it.
Yeah, so he like flip-flopped on her. That's not fair. Yeah. Right. And then he wants to be all dramatic and be like, I'm sorry. I'm going to leave. Okay.
And he always takes off. Every time there's, you know, conversation like that, he gets up and leaves. That's all he knows how to do. He cannot have a decent conversation.
He's 25.
Because he knows that he's in the wrong.
Yeah.
You cannot defend a position like that, you know?
Yeah.
And Veya is, to her credit, she stands her ground and tells him that, you know, if you call yourself a Muslim, then, you know, why are you having sex before marriage? And that she's not going to convert. And then he says, well, you don't have to convert tonight, 2 months, 3 months, 4, 6 months down the road. So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't want to convert, period. You know, it's just like my tattoos. They're not coming off. My tattoo is going to stay, and I'm not converting. I mean, she's standing her ground, which is great, you know. And I don't know where this is going to go, but, you know, if she sticks to her, you know, principles and stay like that, they're not going to be together. Unless Sunny changes his position again, you'll say that, yeah, okay, you know, I'd rather have you than, you know, be religious. But then he has to cut off all ties with his dad and his friends and all that.
His life, pretty much. He's not going to do that.
I don't know. It's just, and I don't like the fact that she runs after him. Just let him go. One time, just let it go, see what he does, and just know, you know, be who you are, stick to your guns, and if he doesn't come back, screw that. Just leave. You know?
Yeah.
Totally messed me up.
She's pretty... What?
When he's using religion as a shield to be controlling.
I know.
And that's not right.
Because it's not going to stop there either. Like, once he gets her... If I don't think it's going to happen, but let's say he gets her to convert, then it's going to be like, okay, then you need to do this, and you need to do this. Then it's going to be slowly asking her to... Yeah. Change who she is, pretty much.
Again and again, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's Sunny for you.
Yeah. He's a rat.
But first we see Vanya and Yoshka. that's an interesting story, you know. First we thought, boy, this kind of her and what was his name again? Bojo?
You already forgot his name? Wow. That's an improvement.
Yeah, they started out as it was a disaster, and we thought that's going to end quickly. And then she meets this guy that is like everything that she wanted. You know, she wanted somebody to want to be involved, want to be, you know, getting in a relationship and being together and serious about that. And she found more than she bargained for, you know?
Yeah.
And this guy is really into her, and he's committed, and he wants to be with her. And he says, how do you feel? They go to this beautiful fortress in Croatia.
Yeah.
And he says, how do you feel about being a mom, you know, about fostering, you know, my child? And the child that I'm fostering, and she's not too sure, and she, you know, she's overwhelmed basically by the feeling of someone really wanting her to be a part of his life and wanting to accepting her the way she is, and that she wants to, you know, he wants her to be, you know, mom to his foster kid. And she says that, you know, I'm like overwhelmed. She cries on the camera. She says that I can't believe that somebody feels that way about me.
Yeah.
And that I don't really see that in myself, but somebody else does. And that's a great feeling to have.
But she also was like, what if he sees something in me that I don't have? Like, I don't want to let him down.
Yeah.
And then about the kids, she was worried because she also revealed that she was in a relationship with her. She said ex-fiance for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And saw the child pretty much grow up. Yeah. Exactly. And is no longer in that child's life anymore. And it was pretty traumatic for her.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, but they finally, you know, they become intimate, and you know, the final night that they're together, and they go out for ice cream, and she says, where is this relationship going? And he says, well, maybe I'll come to US and to Orlando and, you know, visit you. And she's, you know, taken aback by that, and she's surprised that, you know, he wants to come and visit her.
Yeah.
And she really likes that. I mean, this is all the stuff that she wanted from the start.
I know.
And she got it. It was like, it's like a great story to have from, you know, from nothing at all to everything at once, you know?
I'm a little nervous. It seems too good to be true, but...
Right.
Well, in the promo for the next episode, it looks like some shit hit the fan, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but... I don't know. It's moving too quickly for me personally. I'm like, like he's saying, like, I want you in my life. I want that. And I'm like, girl, can you just like finish your vacation first? Like, yeah, can we?
By the way, I want to get the name of this Airbnb. It looks fabulous.
I know. It's huge.
It's right in the middle of.
Yeah. they need to plug the Airbnb. Yeah.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. It's clean, it's modern, it's huge, it's right in the middle of everything.
But it has like the old stone and
exactly, yeah. But it's a good, you know, good story that she's had. She was lucky to find him, you know. But we'll see what happens, you know, next time.
Yeah.
And then we see Joe and Magda.
Yeah.
And they're meeting mom. They're meeting Magdalena's mom. That's her full name. Finally, her mom said it.
It's a much prettier Magdalena. Name.
Yeah, yeah. They go buy flowers for her, beautiful bouquet, and they buy some pastries, and then they go pick her up. And I don't know why he didn't give her the flowers right there and then. She comes into the car, they drive to the restaurant, and then he brings out the flour and the pastries to the table. And she says, why don't you give it to her? You know, Magda says, give it to her. And he does. He's like, everything was so awkward. Even after they sat down, it was like the three of them and nobody was talking. And Joe, to his credit, he was like, you know, I got to say something. This is not very awkward. So he takes out his phone and starts, you know, translate, Google Translate, you know.
Why wasn't she saying, why wasn't the mom saying anything? I don't know.
I think the way I thought about it was that Magda had told her mom about that Joe had cheated on her.
So she was pissed off?
She kind of knew, and she wasn't sure who she's going to meet. Is this guy going to be the guy, or is he going to be like the other person? You're not sure as a parent what to expect, so you're kind of quiet. I mean, some people might come out right out and she kind of, the first question was, how do you feel about my daughter? You know, but
yeah,
you know, she was, you know, but it took her a little bit to say that. And they got into it. They started, you know, Magda started translating from English to Polish and Polish to English. And he tried to do, you know, with his phone. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. And he wasn't sure. If you, you know, she
kept me like, I don't know. Does that make sense?
but he's definitely off my list. I like Joe a little bit more now. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he seemed like the only mistake he made was when they went out to play volleyball a little bit with these other guys. And first of all, Joe was terrible at it. He had no idea how to play volleyball. And he kept
volleyball's
saying,
not easy, okay?
This is not, but I'm just saying, you know, it was terrible.
Yeah.
So after it's over, they start talking about, so he says, well, do you play with guys or you play with girls?
And right.
Says, I play with everybody, you know, men, women, doesn't matter. And well, and then he says, did the guy hit on you or something? And she says, of course, they all do.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And then conversation of being friends with an ex comes up.
Yeah.
And she says, definitely not. You know, she says that I'm never going to, you know, be friends with an ex. That was the best segue for him to say that, oh, well, I am friends with my ex. Just bring it up.
It was
like
the most natural way to do it.
Yeah, just say it out loud. Because if you don't say it right there and then and keep it for later, it just becomes a bigger issue that she's going to think the worst about it. You know, just say it like, well, I know this person from 7 years back. You know, we were together. We broke up. But we still talk to each other. You know, it doesn't mean like you're friends, like you every day you're talking to each other, you're hanging out, but it's a friend that once in a while you talk on the phone or you text, or it's not a big deal, you know. So I think that was his mistake, and it's gonna come back to bite him on the ass later on. I think I know I
was like, why is he not bringing it up now? I don't know, right? If he panicked or what, but like you can see like wheels were turning, like he was like thinking.
A bit slow. Joe's huh? He's a bit slow. He's not, he can't think of, you know, right away of saying things. Yeah,
because in the promo for next episode as well, she was just like, you lied again and da 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 da. And she's again, it's like these people, they really cannot manage their,
I will kill you and, you know, take your eyeballs and her eyeballs.
Relax, bro.
Smash them together. I don't know what the hell.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
I have no idea. Must be some Polish thing.
Yeah. That doesn't translate well anyway.
Exactly. I mean, we kind of say it in Farsi, like, do we say Cheshmatu Dar Miaram or something like that? It just doesn't translate.
Yeah, but she said, I'm going to take your eyeballs, I'm going to take her eyeballs, I'm going to smash them together. Okay?
No idea.
Okay?
What that meant. Oh my God.
Who else? Oh my God, Lauren and Faith. But wait, are we missing anyone else before we go to them?
I think Lauren lost it. I think he.
Yeah. What? What?
So
what?
They go to the immigration attorney. Finally, they should have done this. Like they
he won. Was like, they waited. He was like on time. His last. Yeah. He wasn't showing on his outside how emotionally he was exactly. getting drained. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But go ahead. Tell the story.
So of what they finally go and see an immigration lawyer. Because they were trying to figure out which way to get me. Because Lauren wants to stay in Philippines, okay? That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
He wants to stay in Philippines. He doesn't want to come back to U.S. And he wants to be able to work in Philippines. So his only choice was to marry Faith and stay there. Now, same-sex marriage is not allowed in the Philippines. Okay, so he was thinking, he was told by his friends that if you go to Thailand, you're able to do that. So when they go to the attorney, the immigration attorney, they're telling him, no, you cannot. You cannot have same-sex marriage in Philippines or Thailand. The only place they can go to that it's easier for her to go to without a visa is Taiwan.
Right.
And U.S. actually accepts marriages from Taiwan. But if you come back to the Philippines, you still cannot get permission
to work. They're not going to honor it.
Because they're not going to honor it.
Right.
So the whole thing, it doesn't matter. From the get-go, it didn't matter where they got married. In Philippines, that you cannot work. You cannot be legally, you're not legally recognized, okay? So their only and last option is just go through the K-1 visa and have her come to U.S. And that's when I think Lauren lost it. It's just like, you could kind of tell by the way he looked, like everything dropped. And he's just like, that was like the end of the show, you know? And he says, I don't have any money. I don't have a penny to my name. I don't have a place to live. I don't have a job. He has nothing. This man has nothing.
And you notice when Faith was saying, like, now we're going to the, like, in the commentary, she was just saying, like, where they're going next. She said, he booked us a room with the money he has left.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so with the last of his money,
exactly,
he booked a hotel room
right
for the two of them at this nice fancy hotel.
Well, I'm sure he had to do it like a few days before. If he had the choice, if it was that like at noon after the meeting with the attorney, he would not have booked that
hotel room.
He would have said, I need this money just to get back home, you know.
Well, let's hope he has his return flight booked.
I know.
But they get to the hotel and he starts being weird as hell. They're like sitting at the table and he's like, I don't know if he was trying to be, he said in the commentary, not to Faith, that he was like, I'm feeling really tense and stressed out. Depressed. I have a lot on my mind.
Really, he said he was depressed.
Right. And but
he
like,
didn't want to show it. So he was acting stupid, you know, by crashing the can on his head, on his skull, and, you know, playing with the butter knife, you know, and something with the knife. He was playing with the knife and, you know, kind of he was poking his palm, the left palm with the knife with the right hand. And I think that kind of triggered Faith a little bit.
Oh, it scared her, yeah.
Yeah, it scared her and it triggered her and she really got upset and she got nervous, she got upset and she got up, threw the ring at him and he walked out the door.
Yeah.
And the producers caught her in the hallway and she says that you're not, when you're trans, you're not sure who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And, you know, what could happen to you. Mm. So... It must have triggered her some way with the knife, but Lauren didn't care. Like he was like out of it. He was totally out.
Which is even scarier too. Right. Which is like, I think it was the last straw for her. You know, like, I think it has been coming all this way of like, he doesn't have money. He wants to stay. He's pressuring her a lot. Right. He keeps talking about marrying her mom. It's creeping her out.
Exactly.
You know, he's kind of not really cheating on her, but like, oh, he did. That's untrue. He did cheat on her. Right. He's flirting with people when she has her back turned. And now he's being like weird with a knife. It's like, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, he was just being silly. He didn't realize that, you know, when other people are looking at you and doing silly things like that, to them, it might, you know, look differently. It might not be just like silly play that you're doing. And, you know, so it was weird what he was doing, but he didn't care at that point. He was just, he had no idea what's going to happen to him when he goes back to U.S. He said, there are two people that told me that I can stay with them. I'm trying to figure out which one.
Right. He's like, right.
He was already gone. His mind was not in Philippines anymore. He was on to the next thing. He was just devastated. And Faith was like, you know, I better get the hell out of here because I don't know what's going to happen. You know?
I mean, once the cameras are gone and everybody says goodbye and whatever, she has to feel comfortable with that man being her fiance or her husband or whatever.
Exactly.
And if she doesn't feel safe with him, she doesn't feel safe with him.
Right.
Like,
right.
Point blank.
I know.
And you know?
And then, you know, he has to, if he comes to US, he has to pay child support and all kinds of stuff.
Wait, when did, I can't find, I mean, when did he say that he has a kid? I know you said that another episode, and I'm like, I don't remember him saying that.
Yeah, he does. He just, I mean, that's one of the reasons he wants to stay in the Philippines.
What a horrible dad. Because
he has no money.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That's horrible.
I know. I think this next episode, they're just going to break it off, and that'll be it, you know?
Yeah, so then who will be... Oh, my God, we forgot to talk about Adnan and Tiger Lily.
Yeah, Tiger Lily and Adnan. Yeah,
I'm not happy about that. Why are you saying their names like that? Why are you saying it like that? Because I'm not happy.
We're going to have a child
no,
soon.
No.
Tiger Lily is pregnant. Yay. What? In 2 weeks you got pregnant? Well, she says, I don't know where to put the car seat in my Lamborghini.
So unlikable.
First of all, don't put a child in a Lamborghini, okay? Do not do
She's
that.
She's just saying it. She's just
I don't even know if the seat's in the back in the Lamborghini.
So now do you believe me when I say that there was a thing that was, there was a leaked photo of a baby on Adnan's profile?
Oh, yeah,
and you said, no, it's probably just
For sure.
Whatever.
Yeah, so yeah, they're going to be mommy and daddy.
So angry!
But we found that something about Adnan this time around. Remember when Tiger Lily said that there are other ways if we don't get pregnant? And he said, yeah, I could marry a second wife, third wife, fourth wife. And she says, you know, I could kill you by choking you to death. Or, and then he said that his dad that passed away married a second wife.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not ask permission from the first wife, that his mom didn't know about. Remember when I told you the rules? You're like, that's not true. Those are the rules.
Previous time, it did not make the cut, but we were talking, my dad and I, about polygamy and stuff like that. And I was saying, like, I've never heard of that in the Muslim faith or whatever. And my dad was saying it is in the, I did some research and it is in the Quranic text.
Right.
Is it or is it in the Hadith? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Like, under very specific circumstances, it's not something that's encouraged. For just men's pleasure, it's encouraged in very dire situations.
Right.
There were very specific rules and circumstances in which it would be allowed.
Yeah, there are two rules. Rule number one is that you need permission from your first wife to get married to another woman. And number two is that you have to be able to provide for both.
Oh, yeah. That was
and your families.
Yeah.
So the first one is a major obstacle to begin with. You need permission, and then you have to be able to provide for all. So yeah, those are huge obstacles to overcome. Number one is you need permission to marry your second wife. And Adnan's mom did not know about it. And his dad married a second wife. And now he didn't like that about him. And he told Tiger Lily that I will not be a dad like that. That I want to be able to take care of my child, and I will, you know, be there the whole time and take care of him or her, and you know, be a responsible father. So that was, that should make you, you know, feel more positively toward Adnan.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I think it's once you go through that experience, then you try to practice it a little bit, I think, in your own life.
I don't know. I really don't like this.
You're upset about the child, or
I'm really upset. I have to tell you, one of my biggest issues with 90 Day is them just popping out children. I hate it. It makes me so angry because they are usually extremely unstable relationships, and it pisses me off. Well, so
welcome to this world. There are millions.
90 Day. There's so many 90 Day babies. Born into deeply dysfunctional relationships and households.
It happens every day.
It upsets me. Well, I'm saying, like, you know,
we only see a small sample like watching on TV.
No, and I know it happens every day. Like, I don't want to be
right. Exactly.
It just pisses me off because they're not even good. Like, right. She's not even with him. She took the pregnancy test and's like, he's on the other side of the world right now.
She felt some pain, so she figures that she's going to test, and she did, and she didn't want to tell him over the phone.
Your relationship is not on good footing. Every time they are together, he's controlling her in some way, and you still chose to intentionally try to get pregnant. Come on,
right.
But, like,
that's the whole purpose of the show, for people to start relationships and get married and have kids. I mean, that's the whole premise.
The premise is not to have kids in broken.
No, but I mean, obviously, at some point, you know, in a relationship, you're going to want to have a child.
Yeah, but I'm saying get your act together before you do that.
Well, I guess that's between them and their therapists.
Yeah, they don't have therapists, clearly.
if she can get Adnan to a therapist.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Doubt it.
And then we didn't see Niles and Matilda this time, but we are going to see their wedding next time.
The panic in his face of the promo.
He was freaking out. Just get me out of here.
Yeah, I felt like the episode went by kind of quickly. It was really just Sunny and Vea drama that, man, what a...
Yeah, that just like, I mean, they keep saying, you don't have to convert now. 2 months. She does not want to convert, period. Do you understand or not? I mean, did you see the tattoo on her leg? I mean,
what's the tattoo on her leg say? I don't convert for anyone.
No, it's just like a huge tattoo. Good luck getting rid of that. Are you kidding me? It's not like a little tattoo here and there that you can cover up. That was a big tattoo.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are talking about. I have no idea. It's just like,
at this point now, I can't wish for everyone to break up because now there's a f-ing baby involved.
Yeah. I think, I mean, these five couples, and Vanya and Yoshko, Joe and Magdalena, Tiger Lily and Adnan, that's three. Vea and Sunny, honestly, I don't know how that's going to go, if at all, if it's going to go at all. I mean, Vea seems determined. I think she's gonna.
I don't know why.
I mean, because she loves him for whatever reason.
But why? Like, what does she see in him?
Definitely something we don't see, you know? But at least, you know, she's sticking to her words and, you know, would not convert ever. Now watch next episode. She says, okay, I'll come back. Already then.
She's like, you know what? I thought about it.
Yeah, I'll convert. It's okay. I mean, it's like you don't really, if you're a Muslim man, you don't, you can marry women.
Whoever the fuck you want.
Of Christianity, Judaism. You can marry Jewish and Christian wives.
Yeah.
But if it's the other way around, if you're a Muslim woman, you cannot marry the husband has to convert.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. And the child has to be brought up as a Muslim.
All right. Well, we'll see in 2025.
<time. laughs> That's right. Next year. We'll find out next year.
We'll find out next year on
Babas and Banter. I love that.
I don't hear anything. Baba, say Baba.
Baba.
Love talking to Baba.
Love talking to Baba. We love you, Sarper.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. See you next time.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.